Hello there. Thank you for going on to this podcast. My name is Alex. I'm a skills co-creator at the University of Derby. And today we're going to be talking about Diana's recent presentation that she did and how she survived it and how she overcame the struggles that came with it. And then hopefully she's going to give you a little bit of advice going forward about the top tips she has about presentations.
Okay.
So welcome very much, Diana. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
It's my pleasure to be here and talk to students about my experience, really. So I think it's going to be amazing.
So speaking of that experience, Emma, what are you here to talk about today then?
So I'm here to talk about presentations. I think everyone in uni, no matter the course you're doing, you're going to have to do a presentation at some point. And most of the students are slightly nervous about it.
Yeah.
I've been a student myself, so I graduated this summer. And I think I've been really nervous all the time when it came to presentations. I think everyone can do it. It's just about planning and practicing it.
So were you nervous before this particular presentation then?
Mm-hmm. I remember the last presentation I did in uni was presenting my final year consultancy project to the company I was writing about.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes. So just imagine, I've been really nervous. I presented before in front of my lecturer and my colleagues, which was fine because there are people that I've seen every day. But going to present into an actual company, that was a bit different.
So I can imagine there's a bit more pressure there. So
yes.
Had you worked with this company then or just researched them?
So basically what I did, so in my third year, I've been a business management and marketing student. We don't do dissertations, but we do something similar, which is called the consultancy project.
Yeah.
So I've been writing my project for months, and then the last bit of it is to present my actual project in front of the company.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very high pressure. So how were you feeling before it then?
Well, I've been nervous for months, to be honest. You know, when I started the third year and I heard about the assessment and everything, I was okay. But, you know, it was September, November, December and so on. And then starting, like, my presentation was in May.
Yeah.
So from March on, I've been really nervous and constantly thinking about the presentation.
So you're thinking about this presentation for a few months. What did you do to prepare for this presentation then?
So first of all, to be able to do my presentation, I had to complete my project, which I did.
Yeah.
And then I started by checking the assignment brief and by watching some tutorials really about presentations. I've been watching a few TED Talks.
Definitely.
Been watching some tips on YouTube.
That's
whatever
exactly.
I could find, really. I've been asking my friends for their experience as well. So that's how I started, really. But then what I did is I made my presentation, like the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I went to my lecturer for feedback like a few times. Once my presentation, the PowerPoint was ready and done, I started to practice it. So what I did is the week before my presentation, I practiced it at home every day. I was like presenting to my friends or presenting to no one, really, to a wall.
Yeah.
But I was just preparing, repeating the same thing over and over again because I know I'm going to get very nervous, so I just wanted to be sure that
so you wanted to learn it and make sure you knew what you were doing.
Yes, I was also trying to brainstorm some possible questions that I might be asked.
Great strategy. Try and imagine what you're going to get asked and then prepare for it. So how did you go about doing that then?
I tried to read my presentation many times and think where they might find something they want to know more about. Now, to be honest, whatever question was in my mind, I was not asked. I've been asked completely different questions. But because I've been sort of prepared for it, it was really easy to follow up and answer those questions. I think that I also, like, I presented in front of my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I asked him before, prior to the presentation, to try to brainstorm some questions. I think that helped as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I usually get my grandma, my mum, my girlfriend, someone from a course, just people with different levels of knowledge of the area so that it can be explainable to anyone. I said earlier that you listen to TED Talks and things like that in preparation. Did you learn anything interesting from those TED Talks?
Yes, I learned about like the... do you know about a concept called Death by PowerPoint?
Okay, what is Death by PowerPoint?
So from that video, I got it how the presentation looks like is very important apart from how you present it. So you want the people to pay attention to you. And for example, if there are too many things on a slide, they don't know where to look for.
So it's all about simplifying your part of the slide down. So how much content would you have on that slide then? Would you just have pictures? Would you have a few words? Would you have a lot?
I wouldn't have a lot of words. I wouldn't have like more than a few bullet points, 4 or 5 bullet points, and I would just talk about them without actually having everything on the PowerPoint, because that would make up, that would be too much.
Yeah, I usually try to have as little text as possible. I still have the text so that they know what the slide's about, but I sometimes use a picture. I try to have a picture on every slide, actually, just to make it interesting.
Yes, and I think my presentation has a lot of visuals as well, because I also like to see visuals. Maybe if I'm talking about percentages, making charts or graphs that are really too easy, like a pie chart, for example.
That little bit extra, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it will be impressive.
I try to make, you know, to be easy for me to read it, but for other people as well.
So how did the actual presentation go then on the day?
So even though I prepared that much, I've been really nervous on the day as well.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Nerves can sometimes be really useful.
But I went there and everything went fine, really. I was able to answer all the questions. I did my presentation in the time frame agreed, so I could only do it in less than 10 minutes. If I'd go over than 10 minutes, they would stop me at 10. Okay. So I couldn't go over 10 minutes in any other way. I think I just did 9 and something.
Yeah.
Which was...
So how did you make sure you got it in 9.5 minutes? Was it just blind luck?
No, it was not. When I practiced it at home, really, I just used a timer on my phone and tried to, I don't know, make it longer where needed, make it shorter when needed.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes. Yeah, so I prepared everything, really. I think that's why it went really well.
Yeah.
Starting from understanding the assignment briefs and finishing with, like, making sure it's going to be in the time frame.
Yeah. And even starting with the research before that as well.
Yeah.
Getting a good subject knowledge of the area. So it went well then, did it?
Yes, it went really well. I managed to get a really high grade.
Good.
And also the company was impressed.
Yeah. So really taking it seriously, investing that time.
Yes.
Doing some research, a bit of extra research, maybe online, seeing what other people are doing, presentations.
It's just about researching and about preparing for it, really. I'm not the best person at presentations.
Yeah. I don't think anyone is to start off with. Yeah. Everyone builds up them somewhere.
Yes. So I think everyone can do it, no matter if you haven't done it before. It's just about preparing, really.
Sounds great. Well, I thank you very much for coming onto the podcast, Dana.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to come again in the future.
Yeah, you can do, certainly. For anyone who's interested in more information about presentations, you can find our guidance on our presentation skills guide. On that guide, we give some of our own top tips and our advice, and we'll definitely be adding some further information from Dana. But yeah, thank you very much for watching.